All right, welcome back to Drinks First, the podcast in which you can meet, you know, New York City's kind of eligible. Today, we have a really fun guest. He's a comedian, and I have never met him before, so if he sucks, don't put it on me. But I'll let him introduce himself, you know, obviously without saying his name. But can you tell us where you're from and how old you are?
First off, I want to come at you with that one. You're coming in hot saying I suck right away. I was like,
just preface. It's just preface. I'm saying it might happen.
You know, I haven't been able to do comedy in a while, so I might be a little rusty. I'll be honest.
That's fine. We'll see. Hopefully you're funnier than I am.
We'll see. I got basketball game on right now. My teams are losing. I'm not doing well.
Who's playing right now?
Indiana, Miami. That means nothing to you. Hilarious.
No, I love basketball. Okay. The bubble has been insane. Watching the game, like, they're all incredibly high scoring. It's, like, crazy.
Well, do you know why? I found this out because I like sports betting. The rims are, like, softer. So the ball, there's the bounces.
Really?
The bounces are not as, like, high and much. So they want more scoring in the bubbles, people to watch. They don't want to see defense.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. Okay. That's a little tip for you bettors out there. Bet the over.
So what are you betting on? Like, how much do you have down?
Not much.
Or do you not disclose?
No, I don't want to disclose right now, but not much. I'm not betting my rent on it, put it that way.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us, where are you from and how old are you?
I am from Queens, New York. I'm from a place called Middle Village, Queens. And then I moved to Astoria. Quite a journey. Quite a journey. The big 15 minutes away. I am 33. I'm single, obviously. And that's about it. I'm very New York. I have the tattoo of a city on my arm. So.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Like of the skyline or?
Yeah, right here.
Of course. Of course you do.
There it is, right there.
You got the accent too. You got like the good
New York accent. When I do shows and stuff, like people will come after, they will come up to me and they're like, you're very aggressive right top. I'm like, I'm not fucking aggressive. I'm like, oh, hold on. I'm not aggressive. This is how I talk.
Sometimes I feel kind of gypped because I also grew up in New York and I have no accent.
Yeah, but you're out east. You're out east and you're swimming. Listen, when you said swimming, I was like, this girl is swimming in the fucking Hudson River. She's out of her mind. I'm not
Did
sure
you see that video of that girl swan diving into the Hudson?
Yeah, I see people fishing when I'm at the park, and I'm like, these people are eating like four-headed fish right now. What are they doing?
Literally like fishing and then taking the fish
with them? Yeah, they're out of their minds.
Radioactive. Yeah. Absolutely not. Well, okay, one question I do ask everybody is, where's your favorite place to eat and your favorite place to go out pre-COVID?
All right, so it's different. Like, I get everyone that, like, lives in the city, they're like, oh, my God, I love to go here. Like, I'm very New York, where I'm going to go back to where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get some pizza.
Of course, right?
I'm going to go to Rose's Pizza in Massbeth.
Okay.
I'm going to get a grandma slice.
Roses is pretty good. I'll give you that.
You know Roses?
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's the same one, then yeah, I think I do.
It's in Massbeth off Grand Avenue.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. I got a grandma, or I'm gonna mix it up a little bit and get a taco slice.
A taco slice.
Yeah. Don't hate on it. It's so good.
You know what? I'm a pizza purist. I like the good old cheese slice. I like a grandma slice.
You know how I know you're not a pizza purist? Because you just said I want a cheese slice. No
what,
one.
Is it plain?
No, plain slice? No. When you order pizza, a New Yorker orders pizza, they go, just give me a slice. Every guy that knows that that's just a regular slice. That's it.
No. I will come at you with all the pizza facts. I'm a big pizza person.
I get so upset when I'm in the city and they go, can I get a couple cheese slices? I'm like, oh, it's just a slice. It's just a slice. Or if you want a Sicilian, you want a Sicilian upside down.
I'm not gonna say I want a cheese Sicilian slice, but. If I'm talking here and you said taco slice, I said cheese slice, just so, you know, the listeners know what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. I get it.
All right. Well, where else do you like? Let's see. I'm going to really judge your taste. Where else do you like to go?
Honestly, I don't really go out to eat that much because I'm usually doing shows at night. And if I do, there's a couple of places. I forget the name of the place, but there's a Cuban Chinese restaurant in the city. There's two of them. There's one in Midtown. There's one on 23rd Street. They're really good. But if I'm getting like a deli slice, I'm going to go. There's a place called Cherry Valley in Whitestone, Queens.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a very, very New York thing. They have the best food ever. It's like where I went to high school, so I know that place. Go out. Honestly, I don't really go out to bars that much. I'm usually doing shows. If I do go out afterwards, it's like after shows, whatever comedy club I'm at or around the area.
Do you want to plug any comedy clubs that you like to go to?
New York Comedy Club, one of the best clubs in the city.
Okay.
Go to that
one. When it opens, obviously. I see them doing like stand up and stuff in the park. Are you?
Nope. We just got shut down.
Really?
I had a show yesterday. In the city that I got shut down. So I got a show in Pennsylvania yesterday. So I was in Royersford, PA, doing a show outside on a beach.
How'd you get there?
I drove. I have a car.
Okay. So you know how to drive?
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
That's a very not New York thing.
No, people are shocked when I'm like, hey, how about my car? They're like, you have a car?
You have a car in New York City? Well, that's huge. Yeah. That's huge for dating. Mm-hmm. If somebody's like, I have a car, I'm like, oh, okay.
Is that, do girls like that? Like the car? Like, oh my God, you have a car and rent?
Whew. I mean, I think in New York it means something because like, maybe you could like pick me up or like driving is like a fun thing that you don't get to do in the city that often.
Yeah. That I do get calls from like friends. They'll be like, I got to move. Can you help me move? I'm like, no, hire a mover. I'm not helping you move at 8 in the morning on a Saturday.
That's what happens when you have a car.
Yeah, I do get that a lot. I'm like, no, I'm like, people are like, why don't you help me? I'm like, I have a truck. I don't have a box car to help you move your couch.
You have a truck, like a pickup truck?
No, I have a Nissan Rogue.
Okay. Thank you for the specifics.
Not giving out my license plate.
Yeah, can I get the make? Like, do you have leather seats? Is it like how serious are we talking? What year is it?
It's a 2016 and no leather seats. I'm not that fancy, all right? I'm regular average Queens kid. We don't do leather. All right, because you know why? Because the leather sticks. It's hot. The leather sticks to your body. Sticks to your body, yeah.
But when you're hot and you're sweaty, other seats get wet. All right, we're not talking about car seats.
Listen, why? I'm trying to find a date here. You're making it sound like I'm poor over here because it's the cloth is sweating.
No, you came for my pizza taste, so all bets are off the table.
Okay,
that is a big no.
still absolute trash.
As you can tell, I don't hold a grudge. Yeah. Okay, did you go to college?
I did. Yeah, I got a degree. I have two degrees actually. I don't use any of them. I have a finance and sports management degree. They're not going to good use.
Except for betting.
Yeah, I can bet.
It's a good intersection of the two.
Yeah, I went to. Do I say the college or no?
Yeah, you can say the college.
I went to Sacred Heart University in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. I played baseball up there for a few years. A long time ago. Like 10
Do you still
years.
Play baseball now?
No. If I play baseball now, I play professionally. I'm not that good.
Are you that good? Okay.
I'm not that good. I have, there are current MLB players that I know and played against.
Did you ever win?
Did I ever win? Like what?
Like, did your team ever win against those?
Oh yeah, I went to the baseball version of the college of NCAA March Madness. I went to the baseball version of that.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
So you were serious about it. Obviously you went to college and played baseball. So you're serious.
I was all right. I was halfway decent, you know. But then you play against MLB players. You're like, oh, I'm not even on their level. I get it. Yeah.
Do you still watch baseball now?
Oh yeah, I'm a big Met fan. Unfortunately,
you're a Mets fan. Okay,
I'm from Queens. Right. What are we gonna do?
You're from Queens, of course. Okay, well, let's talk about why we're really here, which is you're single and you're looking. Just period.
I'm always out there.
Always right? out there.
I actually wasn't for a while. I got dumped in October, and that one hurt. I'll be honest.
That long ago.
No, and I was like. For a month, I was like, I'll go out and date everybody. And then I was like, I don't want to do that. So I shut it down.
shut it down too early because then COVID hit.
Yeah.
Should have gotten your last few, like, you know.
Yeah, I went back to the parents for 3 weeks. That was not that much fun.
Are you still at your parents, or are you back at your place?
I'm back in my. I got out of there after my dad started to walk around the house naked. I was like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go.
Yeah, I mean that's me as well. Well, I'm not gonna pretend like I've been home since COVID. I've been home way before that. But you know, more people are home now, so I feel more acceptable saying it. But so your last relationship? How did you guys meet?
Tinder. Yeah.
And how long were you dating?
It's a little less than a year, I want to say. And she kind of
dumped me. That's a long time.
Yeah, she kind of dumped me out of the blue. I didn't see it coming.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think happened there?
She said it was like my lifestyle. Like I'm out every night doing shows. And it's bullshit though, because then I found out later she started dating a musician after me. I was like, it's the same lifestyle. Yes,
it is the same lifestyle.
Yeah, but you know what really hurt? When we were together, she got a dog. And I fell in love with the dog because I love dogs. So now I lost the dog and I lost her.
Damn.
Yeah.
Double whammy.
I was more upset about the dog. I'll be honest with you. That thing was cute.
Are you like the kind of person who has like a picture of their dog, of like you and a dog on their Tinder?
No, I don't have a dog. So no. But I'm going to have a dog. I'm hoping these rents go down. And I get my own place, and I'm getting a dog, and it's over for women. I don't need you anymore. I got a dog. I'm happy.
That's when they'll start coming. Don't you know about dog fishing?
Oh no, I just it's me and my dog. That's it. Me and him.
So I don't know if I coined this term, but maybe I did. I probably didn't. Everybody, every single man, every single straight man has a picture of them and some dog on their dating app. And whether it's their dog or it isn't, if it isn't their dog, we call it dog fishing.
Okay.
So that's why I asked.
That's false advertising.
I know. I cannot even begin to tell you how many fucking people have a picture of them and their fucking dog on Instagram. I'm not Instagram. They're dating apps. I am not a dog person.
Wow. So. What's as a human being, what's wrong with you? You say cheese slices and you don't like dogs. What's up with you?
I don't like animals.
Oh my, so. Why?
Because I'm a psychopath.
They're the best. Do you ever come home to a dog and it's fucking just so happy to see you? It's the
No, absolutely
feeling.
Not. Absolutely not. Is it a deal breaker for you if somebody, if the girl you're dating doesn't like dogs?
I mean, if I have a dog and like she's like, she starts dating me and she's like not nice to the dog, yeah, I'll kick you out of the apartment. Yeah, I'll kick you out before the dog.
But what if you didn't have a dog yet and you started dating someone and you found out they didn't like dogs, but you really like this person? Would it be a deal breaker?
How much do I like this person? I love, no, you gotta like dogs. You gotta like dogs.
Wow. Okay. Because I was earlier this quarantine, I did a bunch of polls on my Instagram and we did this whole section about dogs and like people with dogs. It probably got like some of the most passionate responses from people I have ever, like, of any poll I've ever put up. Because I'm in the mindset that, like, how can you love a dog more than a person? But apparently I might be in the minority in that category.
I'm not a psycho. Like, if I have a child, and I'm going to take the child over the dog. I know that. It's a dog is an animal still. But, like, yeah, they're just awesome. They're just so much fun. I also grew up with dogs. Like I had dogs my whole life. I get you. You didn't have dogs growing up.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I could.
From an immigrant family, like we don't like dogs.
No, immigrant families. No, they're like, why would I get you? There's a dog down the block. Go play with the dog.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Like absolutely not. I had a hamster. His name was Bubbles, and I swear to God, he had anger management issues. Like he would not be social to anybody, and if you ever tried to pet him, he'd bite you. So I spent 3 years looking at a hamster. And never being able to play with it. So that kind of might be where my dislike for animals comes from.
Yeah, it's a hamster. It's just, it's one chromosome off a rat. What's wrong with you?
He was cute though.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Oh, also I got attacked by a dog when I was younger. So that probably also has something
I'm not a psychiatrist or a therapist. That might be an issue. That might be an issue that you have. Yeah.
Small issue. So must love dogs. Like you and every other person.
Yeah.
And so you fell in love with, did you fall in love with this girl or just the dog?
You know, it was crazy. I didn't know if I loved her during it or after. I don't know. Like, I don't remember. Like, it was just a blur kind of thing.
Did you only start loving her after she left?
No, I don't know. I don't know if I have. Honestly, I'm very like broken inside, and it's not from anybody, it's from myself. So I don't know if it's from. I don't know if like I can't like I do. I did love her, but then I'm like, I don't know if it was just me saying I loved her or I did love her. I don't know. I'm all messed up about that.
Have you ever been in love?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not positive.
Really?
Yeah. I've only had like three girlfriends my whole life.
Okay. So this girl was your last girlfriend. What about your other two relationships? When were those?
When I was about 20, 25 to 28.
Oh, that's a long relationship.
Yeah. I was dating somebody. And then that ended not good. And then I dated a girl in college who I just went to visit on Friday, who just got married to a lady. So.
Oh, well, that explains that one.
Yeah. She's still a good friend of mine.
That's awesome. How was the wedding? Was there one?
They just did it like privately.
Yeah.
And then I went out to visit her and her now wife at their new house.
That's so nice.
I know.
Well, why did the second relationship, your longest relationship was 3 years. How did you meet that person?
She was a waitress at a comedy club.
Okay. This sounds like the beginning of like a New York sitcom.
Yeah. That just wasn't the best relationship.
How come?
Some trust issues she had with me. And like, so I'm like, she would snoop through my phone constantly. I'd be like, stop doing that. And I would have like private conversations with friends that she would look at. Then she'd bring up later in fights and arguments.
Did she have a reason to be like so?
No, I never cheated on her. But like I would talk to her. I talked to my friends about her. And I have a lot of female friends. Mm-hmm. And I would talk to them about her. And she would not like that, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of men that I've talked to, like, often are with girls who, when their relationships don't work out, a lot of it is maybe because like they're very friendly with other women, which I think I've talked about this before on the podcast, but I think that like everybody should have friends of the opposite sex. Like there's a lot that you can get with friendships with a man, like as a woman and vice versa, that you can't get from your friends who are the same sex as you.
Mm-hmm. No, you get advice from them.
Yeah, it's huge. Well,
I've done stuff. And then my female friends are like, you're an idiot. Go back and apologize. I'm like, really? They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
And your guy friends?
I never really talked to them about relationships like that because they're like, guys are just easy. We don't ask in-depth questions about the relationship. Like, how's it going? Good? Good. Cool. You want to watch the game?
You don't have like in-depth conversations about relationships?
No, because if I do, they consider me gay.
You need some better guy friends. Come on.
That's how guy friends are. That's how guys are.
Not always. Not always at all. You got to have like a guy friend that you can talk to about all of this stuff. You don't have like, you just talk to women about relationship stuff?
Yeah. Mostly, yeah. I mean, my buddy, I have one buddy who's actually going through divorce, so we talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that with him. And I'm from a very, like, New York, Queens. They don't do therapy. You know, therapy's not a thing.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're an immigrant family.
Yeah.
You know, therapy's a foreign aspect to that. And I got into therapy young, like 22, 23, because I was like, let me try. And I like it a lot. And, like, my buddy would talk to me about like therapy, and I'm like, yeah, you got to open up. You got to like do shit. And that's the most I've ever been in depth with guy friends about that.
When talking about therapy.
Yeah. Like I help him out.
Do you still go to therapy?
Not at this current moment. Cause like I couldn't, my therapist like left her job, left, like she quit where I was going to therapy. And then COVID happened. And then I went online to get like BetterHelp, all that stuff. And
yeah.
I didn't like doing it online.
Really? What was it like?
it wasn't like a connection I had with the person. And it was a little it was a little expensive too. And
yeah, I believe that.
So I was just like, yeah, I don't really want to. And I was like, I'll just wait until after.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you have the resource and like the ability and the stability to wait, then wait to find somebody you like. But I think that it's so important that everybody, like, you don't need to be like unstable to have a therapist. Like,
oh,
everybody
no.
should try therapy.
I'm very pro-therapy. Therapy has actually helped me with comedy a lot.
That I could believe.
Yeah, because you dig into, like, your emotions and, like, what's why you're fucked up, why you're there. And then you're like, oh, I can make this funny. And you do
so,
shit.
What's it like dating a comedian?
I never dated one. I don't know.
What do you think your girlfriend's experiences have been like? Girls
have
been dating?
It's... A lot of times it's the struggle of like they want to hang out at night. A lot of the, like, say a few nights during the week, and I'm like, I can't. I got to do shows. I'll come by after, but I can't. I have to go do shows. And sometimes they don't get it or they don't understand. That's tough. I get it. Listen, it's not a normal person's life, and that's difficult. But I'm going to choose comedy most of the time. I'm going to choose my career.
Do you think that's like the biggest thing holding you back?
No, the biggest thing holding me back is me. I know that.
And we're trying to sell you here. So.
I'm selling myself. I'm like, it's me. It's mostly me. People are like, you fucked up. I'm like, I know I'm fucked up.
What makes you so fucked up? Let's put it all out on the table.
Oh, I'm afraid to commit. Like, I'm big. I think if I commit, my comedy will not be as good. I won't be as funny. If I choose like hanging in one night instead of doing comedy, that will make me worse. I'll like, someone's getting better. I think in my head, I'm like, someone's getting better. Someone's getting better. It's not me.
So it's about your career. It's still just about your career.
Yeah.
You're married to your career.
Well, not right now, I'm going through a bitter divorce thanks to COVID.
It's more like a long distance relationship.
Oh, it's a bad one right now. Yeah. She's out and about and I'm nowhere near her.
Have you ever done a long distance relationship?
No. I did. I dated a girl that lived in Minnesota, but
okay, that's long distance.
But no, it wasn't. We weren't like boyfriend girlfriend.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, it was like dating.
It's just like casual. Okay, mm-hmm. So you met your last girlfriend off of Tinder. Is that usually how you meet people now?
It's give and take. I meet people. When there's not a pandemic going on in the world, I'll meet people out doing shows, stuff like that, or just out and about. It's half and half, I'd say.
Do you have a lot of girls like coming up to you after shows, being like, "Let's hang out," or "You're so funny"?
You know, it's I'm not saying I don't. Like, I don't have a lot, but like I do. But it's funny. Like, girls would be like, "Let's go out. Let's go have some drinks." And it's like, first off, it's Tuesday, like. You're on vacation. I'm not. I'm not going out and getting sloshed on a Tuesday night. So a lot of times I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I don't really want to go out.
Even if you think the girl is like hot, you're just going to be like, nah.
I've turned down like, yeah, I've been like, nah, I'm good. Like, I got to get up in the morning. I got shit to do.
So are you like looking to be in a relationship or are you looking for something casual? Like,
I never say I'm looking because, you know, I like, I'm not going to be like, I'm out there looking for a girlfriend. Like, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like opposed to it. I'm not going to be here, but like, oh, I never want to do that. It's like, no, but I'm not going to be like, I'm out here looking. Where's everybody? It's like, no, I think if you do that, you're not going to find what you're looking for. You're going to find something, but not what you're looking for.
Yeah. I think a lot of people say that. It's like, if you're searching for something, you won't ever find it.
No, you'll find something that you think is that,
and you're gonna want to make it that.
Yeah,
and
that's gonna end up in a catastrophe.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, are you mostly on Tinder or are you on other dating apps as well?
Bumble's the number one thing I do, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I put it on the women. I put it on you out there. Impress me for once in your life. You know, it's like we're home court now. It's like you gotta serve it up here. Let's go.
I actually, people listen to my podcast know this, but I prefer Bumble over any other dating app.
See, a lot of girls don't like Bumble, and I'm like, because your game stinks. You got no game. Okay. It's the a lot of times when I talk to girls, I'm like, yeah, it's not that easy, right? It's not that easy to just say something to a girl and make you and make them like you.
You know what? It isn't that easy, but when I think there's still more pressure on guys to have a better opening line than for girls to have a better opening line with guys.
Oh yeah, 100%. You know what's funny? If a girl, like, just when she like, if on Bumble would just post a meme or something like that, I'm like, open up with a meme. I'm like, what? That's what you're opening with? This is it? You have no conversation, nothing to ask me. I'm
well,
like, no.
What sort of opening lines do you get on Bumble?
Well, I get a lot. Like, I have in my profile, I have a big butt, and okay. It's like known in the comedy world. Like, I have a big ass. And I say my butt is bigger than yours. So I'll get a lot of that opening one. So
You've set it up that way.
Yeah, I teed it up that way. And sometimes it's like some girls are like, well, how do we find it? No, some girls will be like, mine's bigger than yours. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't think it is. Like, what do you want me to say here? I don't know what you want me to do here. It's like, come up with something better. Sorry.
I mean, you put the bait out there, so they're just
I gave you a good bait, but your bite stinks. Give me a better bite.
What's the best bite you've gotten?
The best bite I've gotten? Jesus. I think one time a girl just she just showed me a picture of her ass. It was just like, mine's bigger.
Okay, so we know what you're looking for.
Well, no, I she opened up with that. She was like, mine's bigger. And I was like, all right. I was like, yeah, it is actually. All right, cool.
And then the conversation was like riveting and amazing. And
no, a lot of them go dead, honestly. Like, yeah. Everyone knows online. If you don't meet up within the first like few, like if we were texting and you don't meet up within the first few days of the initial text or anything like that, it's like you're not meeting up. It's like, it's what happens a lot. A lot of them goes dead.
Have you ever revisited old matches?
No. Once it's out there and it's done, I put it to bed. I'm not resurrecting that fucking catastrophe. Get out of here.
I mean, I was thinking about this recently because I was like, you know, swiping through, and I'm like, sometimes I see people twice, and I'm like, holy shit! Like, have I really gone through everybody in New York City? But then I'm like, I have so many people I've matched with and that the conversation has just died. Like, is it worth it for me to ever go back and revisit those conversations?
I will say it's probably way easier for a woman to go back and revisit the conversations than a guy. Because it's clear what the guy's looking for. For a woman, it's like a guy would be like, all right, man, she's trying to fucking, all right, here we go. And by the way, it's impossible to run out of people in New York City. It's impossible. You know how I know? Because when I go, I've done shows all over the country, and I'm in fucking Madison, Wisconsin. You run out of people quickly. You run out pretty fast. It's like, oh, God.
I know. New York City is the best and the worst place for dating because there's a billion people, but there's also the pond is too big, and you, like, don't know where to cast your rod. It's like,
what's your radius?
My radius? I think it's 8 miles.
8 miles in New York City. 8 miles.
Yeah,
that's like long distance. 8 miles.
No, well, so I live.
If I gotta take two trains to come see you, this is not a relationship. It's not a relationship.
I don't want to. This is the thing. I don't want to like rule out the people who live in Brooklyn because I live like on the Upper West Side, so I live far away from Brooklyn.
Yeah, you're gonna date a guy in Bushwick. You're out of your mind.
No, I would.
You're out of your mind. No way.
I totally would. I spend a lot of time in Brooklyn anyway. So I'm like, I would do it. It's not, and like, there's always meeting in the middle. The thing that I don't like is like, I don't want to fucking see people in Jersey. I'm never getting on a PATH train to come and see you. Like,
yeah, that's
Jersey, Staten Island. No.
Staten Island doesn't even show up on my thing. I exit out.
What's your radius?
3 miles.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay. You found me through Tinder, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then how would we have ever...
Because you know why? I think, like, Tinder doesn't care about the radius. I've seen people, it's like 9 miles away. I'm like, I have set it to 3. It's like, I don't get that.
Maybe it's like if you've been in that area.
I think Tinder knows it's like it's COVID season. Listen, you're gonna travel more more than your radius. It's like, hey, oh, 7 miles is out of the way. Get out of here, buddy.
Here's a little push.
Yeah.
What on a girl's profile makes you swipe right? Besides obviously them like looking good.
Yeah, I mean that's the number one, yeah. Obviously.
All right.
I mean, everyone has the basic activities of like, I like outdoors, I like going to the parks, I like blah, blah, blah. But if you write something like that's funny to me, I'm a comic too. If it's like, here's a witty response. And I'm like, that's kind of funny. You have nothing good to say. So might as well make it funny.
So obviously humor, but do things like their like music on the bottom sway you?
Never once look at that.
Selfies, like, do you have anything about like girls' pictures that you don't like?
Yeah, if the girl has a selfie and it's like five selfies and it's all clearly in the same day, she just changed outfits. It's like, get out of here. What are we doing?
Happen often?
Oh yeah, it would be the selfie, maybe not the same day, but it was selfie in the same mirror because obviously they probably got good light, it's a good photo. Mm-hmm. So it's like, this is it right here. Also, and if your first three photos are with like seven people, I'm not figuring out who you are. I'm not going to the fourth photo and be like, is this her? No, fuck that. Make it clear, make it obvious who you are. And if you're ugly, sorry.
All of these rules apply for men as well. It's like the same exact issue, except I think there's a little like the gym. How do you feel about gym selfies?
Oh, I don't post gym selfies out of your mind. It was funny. Since COVID, I've lost like 30 pounds. I've gotten into like really good shape.
Yeah.
And I have like girlfriends who are like, you got to post selfies. I'm like, I'm not posting selfies of me, my shirt off. I'm like, I have long hair. I have tattoos. I scream out douche. I scream douche.
Yeah. Like, just no to paint way. The picture. There's like the backwards baseball cap. Like,
yeah.
We got the whole situation.
I wear the baseball cap because my hair, when I work out, it falls in front and it bothers me. Because I haven't got a hair.
You do kind of have long hair.
I have. That's the reason why I wear a backwards cap because I work out. I just came from the park, so I worked out, and it's just easier to deal with.
Yeah, no. I feel that because during COVID, I also lost like 50 pounds. That's a lot of weight during COVID. And like my lifestyle is like totally different.
I'm crushing quarantine. I could go for one of these a year. I'm not going to lie.
Literally, I got into quarantine. The minute we got into quarantine, I was like, I'm coming out of this snatched. Like, all of y'all who are depressed and like sitting and doing nothing with your life, that's not going to be me. Like, I'm coming out on top.
I said that. I was like, everyone is going to make an excuse to get fat during this. And they're like, because it's quarantine. I was like, I'm just going to get in good shape. I was like, I know how to work out. I've been doing it my whole life. I was like, fuck it. I'll eat well.
Yeah, no, that was a huge thing for me too. So I'm like way healthier than I was pre-quarantine. But I was like, should I be posting new photos? Like, I don't have photos of myself. Like,
I don't have new photos either on the apps. Like, all my friends are like, we gotta get you new photos, bro. And I'm like, I'm like, whatever. I'm gonna reverse catfish them. How about that?
I know. Honestly, under promise, over deliver. That's the key.
It's like I'm gonna show up like, oh, look at this chubby guy, and then boom, great shape, long hair. Here we go.
Tattoos, backward cap, like the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm in that conundrum as well. I'm not like the kind of person who likes to take a lot of photos. So I'm just like,
oh, I do three photos on dating
app. Three? That's
three,
it?
Three
no,
to
you gotta, three you
to,
more.
Three to four. I'll do four on sometimes, but I think less is more.
No, I'm going to tell you right now, put more photos.
You know what? Maybe that's why I'm 33. I'm talking to you right now about being single. So maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe. That's probably your issue. Yeah. You're getting advice from somebody who's a decade younger than you.
Yeah. All right. Don't make it sound like that. Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's true.
But when you say the word decade, it's like, oh, fuck me. I'm old. Just say 10 years, you fuck. Honestly.
Would you ever date somebody? Like, do you have... Okay, what's your age range?
I think it's like 23 to 37.
So you would date somebody 10 years younger than you?
Yeah. I don't have it. I mean, yeah. If we're cool together, yeah. I have no problem with that at all.
Is there 23 to 37? Okay.
Yeah.
So you have 4 years older than you as well. You're not the kind of guy who's like, I need to date younger than me.
No, I don't care. I don't care at all. It's more of like the connection with somebody. Dating, it's more the connection. It's like, hey, I could date a 22-year-old, but we have nothing to talk about. Like, you know, it's gonna be boring.
But what, 23 is the cutoff? Like, you have
no. I'm just saying, sometimes if you have stuff to talk about, it's way better than if you're dating a fucking hot 23-year-old. It's like, or a hot 37-year-old. But if she's boring or something,
so why isn't it 23 to 43?
I'm not that going that old. Come on. What am I, a geriatric thing here? Come on, what are we doing?
Why is it that big of a difference?
I don't know why I didn't do 43. I just was like, all right, 23, 37.
And your radius is 3 miles. That 3 miles is so little, even in the city.
I'm in
three
New
miles
York.
Is like my yeah.
I'm in New York. There's so many people here.
3 miles is like the walk I go on, like after work. There's no. Listen,
when I get a good parking spot, I want to keep it. All right. That's what it is. I'm not moving my car when I got a good spot out in front.
I'm just saying you probably should widen that radius just a tad.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll get some, you know, more takers. So wait, how tall are you?
Wow. Coming at me hot. I'm 5'10".
And do you, well, I guess. There on some dating apps you can set height limits. Do you have like height limits set, or do you have like an issue with, not an issue or a preference?
No, it's like my last girlfriend was like 5 foot, and the one before that she was my height. So I go different,
yeah,
different. I don't care at all.
So there's no do you have a type? This was all leading up to that question.
Oh no, I have no type at all.
None at all.
I mean, you want to know, my last girlfriend was a white little white girl, and my one before that was a African American girl. So I really go big difference.
What was your experience? Like, what was your experience dating? One sec, let me phrase this question.
Yeah, phrase it so you're not going to get canceled.
If I think I'm going to get canceled, I'm going to cut this shit out.
Yeah. Listen. We know how the younger people like to cancel, so let's get out here.
Oh yeah, well, I could easily get canceled.
Was there a difference in fighting? Absolutely. There was
really.
Oh my god, yeah, so much different.
In what way?
White woman, you could kind of argue with more, and kind of win the argument at times. And a black woman will fucking argue and argue and argue until you're like, fuck it. I'm done. You win the argument.
I honestly can believe that. I think that's true for like most women of color. I think that people who come from families, like if they come from immigrant families, if they come from like, if you're not white, just let's put it like that. If you're not white, you're probably a bit more. This is a terrible generalization. I'm definitely taking this out.
No. There's a difference. Like, all right, yeah. I am white. Like, I'm a white kid, but like, I don't consider myself white. Like, my parents are Italian, Irish. It's not like white people. We do like white people do this. I hate the mountains. I hate the beach. Like, I don't like outdoors. Like, people are like, let's go hiking. I go,
okay.
Fuck your shit.
You're going to come at me for not liking dogs, but you don't like the outdoors?
No, I don't like camping. I've never been camping before in my life. I'll never go camping. It's just like, I got to sleep someplace where there's a shower all the time. That's why they build apartment buildings. They're so much better than the outdoors. I don't like nature, all that shit white people like. I hate it.
I absolutely hate the outdoors. And I hate nature.
It's the worst.
I hate nature. I hate outdoors. I hate hiking. I don't like any of that shit.
Yeah, it's the fucking worst, honestly.
Maybe, honestly, I think that's just a New York City thing.
All right, maybe I'm New York. Maybe not, that's what it is. I'm not white.
That's
I'm New York.
You're just New York.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Well, all right. No type. Fine. I believe you on that. Most people say, like, I don't have a type, and then they're like, wait, whoa.
She's gotta be cute at least. I don't want like a three-armed lady coming at me here.
Okay, but. Well, everybody has a different definition of cute, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what's yours?
Definition of cute?
Yeah, like, what? This is the thing. People are like, I don't have a type. And sure, I believe people not having a type, but people do have, like, standards of like beauty and like the ones that they appeal to them and ones that don't.
Okay.
It's a tough question.
It's a hard thing
to answer.
I don't like, I got to look at the girl. Like if the girl's cute, I'm like, oh, she's cute. If she looks like, you know,
is there anything that's like a deal breaker for you? This not looks wise, but just.
No, not the dog thing. Like, can't be allergic to dogs. Can't be like.
Wait, if the person's allergic and they don't have any control over their allergies, but they like dogs. Still no.
I'll get a dog that is, because like I had a dog growing up that had like hair, and like people weren't allergic to like the hair on the dog. It was a Shih Tzu. So we'll look at that. We'll get a dog that way.
Yeah, like a what? It's called what? A hypoallergenic dog? Is that what that's
yeah.
called?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, about dogs.
We'll do something. Yeah, obviously.
Are you like what? Okay, sorry to still be on the dog thing, but it's like, what if they don't like dogs, but they like other animals? Like, they would be open to having another kind of pet.
No, I'm not getting a fucking hamster. Okay, I'm not getting a hamster. I can't walk a hamster at the park. The hamster's not gonna be excited when I get home.
What about like a bunny?
No. What are we doing here? A bunny? What about a 7-year-old kid?
Oh my god, bunnies are great. I really like bunnies.
I can't take a bunny to a park and hang out.
Yeah, you can.
No, yeah, you're considered weird if you do that in New York. Come on, let's be honest.
Nobody is considered weird in New York. You could do anything in New York and not be considered weird.
I'm not bringing my what is that? What do you call that dog? A safety dog or like I need a rescue whatever dog on the plane with me. I'm not bringing a bunny on a plane with me. Going, this is my dog. This is my dog. I need it here.
This is my service bunny.
Yeah, my emotional support bunny.
Yo, I have friends who have bought like fake documentation and like vests for their dogs just so they can travel with them.
Oh, it's not hard, honestly. You could just my friend has it. She's like she went to her therapist. It was like, I just need one of these dogs. I need it for my dog. I love my dog. I don't want to like not have it, because she was moving into a place where they didn't allow dogs, but if you have like emotional support animal, they have to take it. So she's like, just give me that. She's like, yeah, sure, I'll give it to you. Don't worry about it.
People are going to come at me, I think, is the stupidest fucking thing. No one needs an animal with them at all times.
Dogs?
This episode's going to get me canceled.
Dude, dogs, yes, but like I've heard like, remember the guy who brought a peacock on a plane? It was like his emotional support peacock.
That I'm into. I would be so down for that. That's a flex.
No, it's not a flex. It's you're mentally unstable.
You know what? Things that are mentally unstable in New York can also just be considered as people flexing.
Okay.
Mental instability in New York is like everybody's number one personality trait.
That's very true.
All right. So we have our final section in which I ask you rapid fire questions.
Oh my God. Here we go.
And you're going to answer them. We call it shots. And why can't I?
Hey, but I don't drink though. So I can get that. I have to get that out there.
Oh, you don't drink.
I don't drink.
Why didn't you bring that up earlier? I asked you if you wanted to talk about anything. That's something good to talk about. Why don't you drink?
Because, listen, I look at it as not a burden to others, okay? That's why I don't bring it up, okay?
Would you date somebody who drinks?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Because I interviewed somebody on my podcast who was sober, and they were like, I would prefer not to date somebody who drinks.
Well, listen, if they're drinking to a point where they're blacking out and getting into an argument with me, yeah, obviously not. I don't want that. But
I mean,
like,
it happens sometimes, doesn't it? Like,
yeah, but if it's like every time,
that's alcoholism.
That's called alcoholism. Yeah, but no, I don't mind at all if people have the drinks.
Is there a reason why you don't drink?
I'm just a better off without it.
Did you before or no?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not in like AA or anything, but like I just don't drink. I just made a decision not to drink.
Was there, like, when did that happen?
January 1st of this year.
Oh, okay, so it's recent. It's not like a... Yeah,
I picked the wrong year to quit drinking. Let's be honest here, okay?
You picked the perfect year to quit drinking. There's absolutely no social pressure to be drinking anytime.
Yeah, But a couple of those quarantine nights, I would have liked a few shots, let me tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I stopped drinking during quarantine also, but that was purely because of I wanted to get a lower tolerance.
There you go.
I was like, you know what? This is my chance. Nobody's pressuring me to drink. I'm not out. So
very smart. Very smart.
And I came out of it 1 week with a lower tolerance, and then it just went right back up. I was like, well, this was all for nothing. I could have been drinking this whole time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's do these this or that questions. They're pretty simple. You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Shoes or jackets?
Say it again.
Shoes or jackets?
Jackets.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone. What are you, mental? Jesus Christ. Android. Get me an Android? If your texts go green, that's ground for a breakup.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram. I'm not 20.
You should put your comedy clips on TikTok.
They're on there, trust me.
Okay, so Zoom or FaceTime?
FaceTime.
Spicy or mild?
Mild. Oh, I know it stinks, but mild, yeah.
He goes, I'm not that white.
I can't, that's my white. I can't do spicy anymore. It's rough.
Money or fame?
Money.
Coffee or drink state?
Well, I don't drink, so coffee.
And if you had a boat, what would you name it?
It ain't that bad.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on. If he sounded... Surprisingly, he didn't suck, so...
Wow. Surprisingly? Jesus. Am I going to find a wife off this? This is how it's going to go?
Honestly, maybe. We'll see. Maybe. What happens. If he sounded interesting to you, you can slide into the DMs at drinks.first on Instagram. And if you don't have an Instagram, you can email me at drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com. And if you like the episode, you know, rate and review it. I'd really appreciate it because that would help me a lot. Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks for being on. And yeah, hopefully we find you your wife or, you know, somebody who owns a dog that you could hang out with. No.